The second district includes all of Graves County and part of McCracken County. This is the first attempt at statewide office for both candidates. We have the Republican Richard Heath and Democrat Kelly Whitaker. Thanks very much for both of you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Now, you can submit your questions today by emailing msu.wkmsnews@murraystate.edu. You can tweet at WKMS. You can post on the WKMS Facebook wall or by calling 800-599-4737. Please provide your name and the town from which you are calling, Facebooking, tweeting, or emailing, and we'll pass those questions along to the candidates this morning. We hope to get everything in, but again, if we don't, we do apologize, and we'll ask the candidates the questions after the on-air forum, and we can post those answers on our website. Well, we're first going to start with Mrs. Whitaker. I'd like to ask you why you've decided to run for office. You're a practicing pharmacist in Graves County, so tell us more.
That is correct. You know, I never would have imagined that I would be running for political office. And I actually started as a concerned parent and then a community activist a few years ago when our Graves County School Board and the Kentucky Department of Education had decided to close two of our rural elementary schools. I joined with other concerned parents at that time, and we took on the entrenched politicians and the bureaucrats in Frankfort, and we led the fight that eventually saved our schools. You know, after that battle, I was motivated to run for and join the Graves County School Board, and I was elected to that office. And after getting on the school board, I took a lot of interest in the legislative process as it dealt with the public education system. So I spent a lot of time going over the laws that pertain to public school and spent some time in Frankfort lobbying for all of Kentucky's school children. And during that process, I spent some days shadowing Fred Nessler because I saw an interest. I saw a passion growing in me for this type of service for my community. And I spent some days shadowing him. So actually, my decision to run for this office was made some 9 months before Fred even announced that he was not running for re-election. So it was kind of comical the day that he announced that he was no longer going to run for this office. I had probably 20 different people call me at the pharmacy and say, okay, let's go. You know, we know you're going to do this because I had discussed it with family and friends for quite some time. And I just feel that passion to be a leader and to bring good things back for our community and try to make government more accountable to our taxpayers.
And the school board election was nonpartisan. So why did you pick the Democratic ticket for this race?
Well, I didn't pick the Democratic ticket for this race. I've been a registered Democrat since I've lived here in Graves County. I became a Democrat because I believe that the Democratic Party is the party that best represents a equal opportunity for all. It levels the playing field, and primarily through public education. The Democratic Party nationally, I believe, has left the Western Kentucky Democrats. I'm not a very partisan person normally. I like to work with both parties, whether it's Democrats or Republican. I believe we have to set aside those differences and work together so that we can accomplish things.
Mr. Heath, the same question. What prompted you to run for this office? A small business owner in Mayfield, and now you're on the Republican ticket.
Thank you, Chad. A few years ago when Rand Paul was running for an office, and I had followed him fairly closely. I liked what he had to say, and I volunteered, got involved on a small scale, doing phone calls, yard signs, fundraisers, and that put a burn in me to get involved on a state level. And I told my wife at that time, I said, I wish there was a place I could get involved. And then lo and behold, Fred Nessler puts an article in the paper December 22nd that he's not going to run for re-election. Well, the next two nights, I couldn't sleep for thinking about it. So I let Christmas go by, talked to my wife about it and our kids, and then called Stephen Rudy, who's the representative from District 1, and I said, can you tell me everything that I need to know about running for this office and what's involved should I get elected? And we had a good visit with that, and he did go into a lot of detail and explain exactly how much time was involved, what I would be expected to do, what I would need to do to run. And then actually took my pastor and his wife out to supper and talked with them about it and confirmed that this is what I need to be doing.
And why the Republican ticket?
I was born in a Democratic household and grew up under listening to my dad talk politics a little bit. He came from a farm background, worked at the Merritt Clothing Company and farmed. So we weren't just a real heavy into politics. But as I became an adult and started following myself, following presidential debates and politics, you know, from my point of view, about 10 years ago, I realized that I hadn't voted Democrat since Jimmy Carter. He was the last president that I voted for Democrat, and I was consistently voting Republican because they more aligned with my views. So I ended up switching to the Republican Party just because that was the way I was voting, and I had no indication at that time that I would be running for office one day. But now that I am running for office, I'm really glad to be running on the Republican ticket.
And both of you have made jobs a top priority for your campaigns. Right. And Mr. Heath, I wanted to ask you, as a small business owner, and both of you work in the private sector, as a matter of fact, Mr. Heath, what can state government do to help grow jobs in the 2nd District? Specifically, let's talk about the Purchase Region Industrial Park.
Right. The best thing that can happen for that Purchase Regional Park is for I-69 to come on through. I attended a Chamber of Commerce breakfast here a month or so ago there in Mayfield, and the speaker talked about the I-69 and the importance it played to Western Kentucky. And what I learned from that was when an industry is looking for a place to locate a manufacturer, they hire people to and give them a want list. And these people go out and search the United States and try to find the place that fulfills that want list. What we found out was that the guys that are fulfilling this want list, they don't know what a purchase parkway is. They know what an interstate is. So the fact that the purchase parkway runs through the middle of Mayfield does not help us land jobs. When that changes from Purchase Parkway to I-69, that will have a whole new meaning to the people that are in the decision-making process, and that will help us to attract jobs.
Do you think that's a magic bullet, just the interstate, the I-69 name and the road?
No, that's just one piece to the puzzle. There's several more pieces that we're going to have to bring to the table, and that's something that'll take some time and effort, but that's just a start.
Mrs. Whitaker, the same question. Again, jobs a top priority for your campaign. If you could talk a bit about how you would propose growing jobs in the 2nd District and specifically at the Purchase Region Industrial Park, which is a mega site.
Well, as I mentioned before, that I learned from my experience with the Department of Education and the local school board that to get things done, you have to set aside your partisan differences and you have to work together. And that's what I intend to do. You know, I will partner with Governor Beshear and work with him and across the party lines, not work against him or against the other party, but work with the party, both parties, and local state officials to see that we sell our area. I believe that for too long, the Golden Triangle, you know, Frankfort, Louisville, Cincinnati area, have been getting a little bit more attention than perhaps they deserve. West Kentucky has the railways, the highways, we have the waterways, we have the skilled trained workforce, we have Murray State, we have West Kentucky Tech Community College. We have everything it takes to attract businesses here. I believe we need someone out there selling us and fighting for us, and I will be that candidate for us.
And what case will you make? Because this is an empty industrial park right now, by and large part. And what aspects of this park will you try to sell?
Well, you know, there are parks throughout the United States. Every community, every little group has parks. What we need to be selling is our quality of life. We have the lakes. We have great recreation. We have some of the best school systems in Kentucky, let alone in the nation. We need to be selling those factors that, you know, will make people want to bring their families here to live and to create homes for, rather than just thinking about the park or the actual site. We need to sell what we have in addition to that, the quality of life. And
well, let's talk about just the overall state economy at this standpoint. What is state government doing well in this economy, and what can the state government do better in this economy, and how?
I think that the best thing that the state government has been doing under Governor Beshear's term has been the handling of the budget. He and the legislature have cut $1.3 billion worth of spending over the past 5 years. You know, that is a tremendous amount. And while he has been able to cut that money in spending, he has also been able to largely protect the education and other vital services for the elderly and the needy from those cuts. And I think that has been a tremendous asset, his leadership in that. you know, he has said many times that the easy thing to do is to cut everything 10%. Politics is not about the easy thing to do. Our citizens deserve better than the easy thing to do. We deserve what is best for our communities. And, you know, sometimes you have to make the tough decisions for that. But we always need to protect our education, our public education system, and the funding for that, and for the vital services that so many of our citizens need.
And what could state government do better in the coming years?
Well, when I think about what our state government has done poorly, it goes back to the economic development that we were just speaking about. I don't believe we have been attracting the businesses. I don't believe we have been promoting Kentucky as a wonderful place to live. I believe that we've kind of dropped the ball on that, and it's probably due to lack of attention to that area.
Mr. Heath, the same question. What has the state government been doing well in the economy, and what could it do better and how?
The part I appreciate the most is the fact that they have continued to fund the I-69 project, because I see that as being our link to the outside world. And I appreciate the support that we've gotten out of Frankfort on that to push that project on through. The flip side of that is, if you follow some of the articles that you read in the paper and whatever, according to a report put out by Barron, Kentucky is one of the worst run states in the nation. We're ranked right up there with Illinois. And just to give you a few examples of that off of their report, the unfunded pension liability in Kentucky, when you compare it to the gross domestic product, it's at 10.3%. To compare that with Tennessee, 1.5%, a huge difference. Kentucky is ranked third on that area, right behind Illinois and New Mexico. Also, the Kentucky bond rating has gone from AA-, and we're tied third worst for that behind Illinois and California. Tennessee is near the top. Debt, we're at 5.4% of our gross domestic product, and we're tied for fifth worst. So thank goodness for Illinois, you know, that somebody is worse than we are. But those are the kind of things that are going to have to improve. And when you ask me about bringing industry in, there's several more pieces to the puzzle. I-69 is just one piece. These are some of the issues that we've got to address to bring those figures into line. If we're going to compete with Tennessee for jobs, then we're going to have to make our state more business friendly and get our budget in order, get our house in order, and attract industry. I don't think they're going to take a serious look at us when we're ranking in the bottom part of the charts that we should be at the top of.
Well, let's talk about the pension system that you just brought up. It is, you're correct. It's been cited by many different economists as one of the weakest in the country because of its massive unfunded liabilities. What would you do to fix the state pension system?
There's all kinds of proposals out there over the board, and I'm going to share some that has come from the Republican Party and also from the Chamber of Commerce. It's a combination of the two. And one of the solutions, and this came from the Kentucky State Chamber of Commerce, was to reduce the health insurance cost. Public employee health insurance has increased by 200% since the year of 2000. And that alone makes up about half of what would be required for the pension contribution. The Kaiser Family Foundation reports that the average annual premium for employer-provided single health coverage in Kentucky is around $4,700. For state employee provided health insurance, same scenario, $7,000. That's a huge difference. The other thing is to freeze the cost of living. It's at 1.5 right now. They've already froze it temporarily. It needs to be made a permanent freeze until the pension is better funded. Of course, move away from the defined contribution plan to move to a defined contribution plan and away from the defined benefit plan to a 401k style plan, and that would address the Kentucky employee part of it. On the legislature side, I favor no full-time pensions for part-time employees, and given the chance, I will opt out myself. I tell people I make my living in Western Kentucky. I'm going to Frankfort to make a difference. I'm not interested in their pension plan. I have my own retirement plan already in place.
Ms. Whitaker, the same question. What would you do to fix the state pension system?
Well, I believe that the first thing we need to do to make government more accountable is to make the politicians accountable. For example, am the only candidate in this race who has been publicly opposing the use of taxpayers' dollars to fund the pensions for the part-time legislators until today. Today's the first day I've heard Richard say that. As a matter of fact, I know that a couple weeks ago, the Republicans, including Mr. Heath, met in Frankfurt for their Republican platform and announced that they wanted a matching 401k style of pension for the legislators. And, you know, I said earlier, I'm not a party line tower, Democrat or Republican. I think that's a start, but the taxpayers of Kentucky cannot afford either one, either the fully funded pension that they already have or the silver-plated 401k style pension that Mr. Heath and the other Republicans proposed on September 12th. I do not believe that we can afford those pensions. I believe that we need to take that money and put it back into the public employee retirement system and help shore that up. I know it's a small drop in the bucket when you consider that we are $36 billion in debt for that, and that's debt that taxpayers will be paying for a long time to come. But I believe that the first thing we need to do as politicians or as citizen legislators is that we need to show the taxpayers and the employees in the public system that we are committed, that we are going to take part in the financial sacrifices that must be made due to the situation that the current career politicians have created.
Mr. Heath, you want to respond to the meeting in September in Frankfurt about it, whether or not you've endorsed a 401k style plan for legislators?
I do. That proposal was put forth by the Senate District 23 candidate Chris McDaniel, and then the House 61st candidate Brian Linder. And what that says is, and I'll read it directly off the piece of paper, all state legislators will have the option to enroll in a 401k style plan. The key word there is option. If I have the option to enroll in it, I also have the option not to enroll in it. And that's where my personal view is. I don't intend to participate in the state funded pension plan, 401k or the one they have now. And there's nothing in there that says anything about a matching fund. So, and they also go on to say.
So it would be essentially your contribution invested with I guess, however, that the state will invest the pension funds.
Exactly.
So you endorse the plan, but you also would choose to opt out of that plan.
That's right. Okay. And that's the word that is being left out of the conversation, is it is an option. And then he went on to say that retiree health care will no longer be an option for legislative services. And then the following changes would take effect immediately for all new members of the legislative.
So I want to remind folks that you're listening to a candidate forum here on WKMS 91.3 Murray. We're also online at WKMS. We're speaking with Republican candidate for the 2nd District, Richard Heath, and Democratic candidate for the 2nd District, Kelly Whitaker. And you can send your questions to us at msu.wkms@murraystate.edu. That's through email. You can Facebook us at our WKMS fan page. You can also send us a tweet at WKMS or call and speak with Todd Hatton and ask your question to him. He'll send it on to me. The number is 1-800-599-4737. Again, that number, 1-800-599-4737. Now, we go to our first Facebook question from today, and this is from Devin Griggs in Marshall County, but he does want to know a question or an answer from folks from Graves County in the 2nd District. Do either of the candidates support allowing public employees in Kentucky the right to collectively bargain and go on strike? And we'll start with you, Mrs. Whitaker.
I do believe that it is a right for employees to be able to join with like minds and join together in a group of like-minded individuals. I do not believe public sector jobs that are healthcare industry related or provide vital services to the citizens that we cannot do without. I do not believe that they should have the option to strike. There should be a no strike clause on those vital necessary services. But I do believe in an individual's right to be able to organize and collectively bargain.
Mr. Heath?
I would support the collective bargaining on a case-by-case basis. The vital services, I agree with that if I need a state trooper, I don't need him to be on strike when I call him, and I can't imagine that happening. So if you take vital services out of it and do it a case-by-case basis, then I could support that.
Let's talk about some proposed legislation that is either will be filed or has been filed for this upcoming legislative session. And the first one is an agriculture issue that has been championed by Senator Joey Pendleton in Hopkinsville year after year and is yet to make any headway. But now the Republican State Agriculture Commissioner Jamie Comer is behind this bill to legalize the production and growing of hemp in Kentucky. And Mr. Heath, I'd like to start with you to see where you stand on whether or not hemp should be legal in Kentucky.
We're talking about commercial hemp and not what most people think of as marijuana. And James Comer is supporting that, and I will stand behind James Comer and support that also. I trust his judgment. He's been in the legislature for a while. He's a career farmer, and I think he knows what he's talking about on that issue, and he wouldn't put it out there if he thought it wasn't good for Kentucky.
Mrs. Whitaker?
I also agree that I would be in support of industrial hemp being grown in Kentucky and being sold for industrial purposes.
And well, the next question about legislation that's been pre-filed by a Louisville lawmaker, and we'll begin with you, Mrs. Whitaker, and it is the Gatewood-Galbraith Act, and that is to allow the use of medicinal marijuana in Kentucky.
I have not given this a tremendous amount of thought for legalizing marijuana. Just from the offset, I am not for that. There, as a pharmacist, I know that there are a triad of other alternatives that you can use for medicinal purposes, and actually there is a compound called Marinol that could be used that is derived from that. So I would have to really have a lot of convincing to see that that would be something that would be necessary to do. So at this time, I would not support it.
Is that Marinol medication that you've mentioned, does that need any special regulation to be sold in the Commonwealth? Or is it presently being sold?
It is a prescription, okay. And it is controlled.
Okay. And Mr. Heath, the same question. Would you support the Gatewood-Galbraith Act to allow the medicinal use of marijuana in Kentucky?
Well, obviously, I'm not the right person to ask that question since I'm not in the medical field. Yeah. I would refer to guys that are in the medical field and get their opinion and research it and then make an opinion. Just shooting from the hip, I would say on the conservative side of it, I would not support that. But at the same time, I'd like to leave my options open until I have all the facts and hear both sides of the issue. I will say this on a personal note. My dad passed away with colon cancer in 1984. And I'm sure at that time there weren't as many drugs available as there are now. And the doctor did prescribe the use of marijuana to him, and he used it until he passed away. Now, I don't know if it was legal or not, but the doctor got it for him, and he used it, and it helped him in his final days of his battle with cancer.
Well, let's move on to closing statements now. Thank you very much both for coming in. We had a coin toss at the beginning of this this forum, and Mr. Heath won, has opted to go last. So, Mrs. Whitaker, please commence with your closing statements.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity today. I want to let the listeners know that I am proud to be a Western Kentucky Democrat. You know, here in the Purchase, we're a very independent sort. We're stewards of the land. We work hard, and we know the value of a dollar. We look out for one another in good times and bad. We believe in the Constitution, and we believe in government. We just don't want too much of it. I am pro-family and a woman of strong faith, and I have a concealed carry permit, so you can trust me to defend every gun owner's rights. I'm running for state representative because I believe that the career politicians in Frankfort have used government for themselves rather than for those that they swore an oath to represent. I believe that it's time we drive those money changers from the temple. I believe that with your support, we can bring real change to Frankfort. We can take back our government, and we can make it accountable to the people, the taxpayers, once again. Now, if you're tired of politics as usual, I represent this real change. I have proven my willingness to take on the Frankfort Insiders, the entrenched political groups. So when I say that I will stand up and fight to take back our government and make it accountable to you, the taxpayers, the citizens, that's a promise. And down here in Western Kentucky, you know, a promise is still our bond. I do need your help to do it, though. I want to take this opportunity to personally ask every voter in Graves County and Southern McCracken County for your vote, for your support, and for your confidence. I am Kelly Whitaker, and I will be a champion for our communities, our families, and our values.
Thank you, Mrs. Whitaker. Mr. Heath, your closing statements.
Sure. You know, I was born and raised in Graves County. I grew up on a farm. Farmed for approximately 10 years myself. Right out of high school, I worked at Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, so I have factory experience, I have farm experience. I attended college here at Murray State University, received a BS in agriculture with a teaching certificate, and then finished my master's after that. Taught school 1 year, decided that wasn't my calling in life. Took a job at the Graves County Co-op as a manager trainee for 2 years, managed the co-op store for 13 years. Left that in 2000, bought my brother's business, Heath Building Material. We build pole barns all over the country and sell trusses. So I've been a small business owner for the last 12 years. I bought Dad's farm from him when I was 18 years old. I'm 57, so I've got 39 years of business experience. I'm the only candidate in the race that brings that kind of experience to this race. I can honestly say I've walked in the farmer's shoes. I know what they just went through with this drought because I experienced the same thing in 1983. I know what school teachers do when they sit at home at night and grade papers at the kitchen table so they can have them ready to hand back out the next day and do lesson plans. I know what small business owners face because I walk that every day. So I'm the only one that brings the experience to the table where I have walked in all those different shoes. I want to say I'm glad to be running on the Republican Party because we do oppose abortion. We do oppose same-sex marriage. I've been endorsed by the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, and then I've also have the highest rating that the NRA gives a candidate because they don't endorse candidates unless they're an incumbent, and that's an 8 rating. And then we have received the Kentucky Right to Life endorsement also. So I have a varied background that I think has prepared me for this place and time in my life, and I think I'm the right guy, the right place, the right time, in the looking forward to going to Frankfort and bringing true Western Kentucky values to Frankfort.
Again, Democrat Kelly Whitaker, Republican Richard Heath, the 2nd District State House candidates serving Graves County and Southern McCracken County. Thank you both very much for your time today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Also, would like to make sure that you join us next Friday at the same time at 11 o'clock as candidates for Kentucky's 3rd District State House join us for a live forum. And again, you can always send your questions anytime at msu.wkmsnews@murraystate.edu, at our Facebook page, or send us a tweet at WKMS.